Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to discuss how to get your horse off his forehand. So the judge's comment on the forehand is often seen on dressage test sheets. But what does on the forehand mean, and how do you correct this fault? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what exactly does on the forehand mean? So when a horse is said to be on the forehand, it means that the overall impression to the onlooker is that the majority of the weight is being carried on the horse's shoulders and front half. So another remark that means exactly the same thing is could be more uphill, because this nicely illustrates what the dressage judge is looking for. For example, that the horse appears to be moving literally up a hill, with more of his weight on his hindquarters than on his forehand. Now, a horse that is on his forehand will struggle for balance in the downward transitions, will lose his balance and rhythm in the medium and extended paces, and may become crooked as he struggles to keep himself and his rider balanced in the canterwork. Now, when a horse is on his forehand, he may fall in through the corners of the arena, and his lateral work will lack fluency and self-carriage. So how do you go about getting your horse off his forehand? So before you can set about correcting this fault, it's important to understand that the horse must be physically muscular and strong enough to be able to take the weight onto his hindquarters. Young and experienced horses are very often on the forehand at the beginning of their dressage careers, and it takes systematic and correct training over time to correct this. Now, transitions between the paces and within them can help engage the horse's hind legs and transfer his balance onto his hindquarters. And working on transitions around a circle will also serve to bring his inside hind leg more underneath him. And lateral exercises such as leg yielding and shoulder in are also useful in engaging the hind legs. And these can be combined with transitions for maximum effect. Now, if your horse tends to lose his balance onto his forehand through the transitions, try riding a few steps of shoulder in as you approach the transition. Remember to keep your leg on as you do so, so that the horse doesn't lose impulsion as he makes the transition. Because you actually need more impulsion for a downward transition than you do for an upward one. And this is to help keep the hind leg travelling forwards and underneath the horse to balance him as he makes the gear change down. Now, once your horse has begun to develop better engagement and is lighter in the forehand, you'll need to work on maintaining his balance and frame throughout the whole dressage test. And you can do this by using half halts to rebalance your horse before every single transition, change of direction, or lateral movement. So to wrap this episode up, a horse that is inclined to work on the forehand will be unbalanced throughout the transitions, and he will find negotiating small circles and turns difficult. So you should work on developing the engagement of the hindquarters to improve the horse's self-carriage, and you'll finish up with a much nicer ride and higher scores in your dressage test too. Now, if you need any other help on how to get your horse off the forehand, please do get in touch with us via the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can also find help and advice in our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other training articles, free stuff, books and diaries, please don't forget to follow us and like us on the rest of our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.